And I say, you know what? Okay, vent, get it out. What are you feeling? What's this feel like? Talk about it, you know, write about it, whatever you need to do to go ahead and begin to release it, because feelings are literally showing up, emotions are showing up because they're trying to leave our system.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. Now, we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my pleasure to be with you here on another episode. And I'm so excited. Today is a pre-record, and we've got an amazing guest. I first want to say that today is June 2nd, and it's National Cancer Survivor Awareness Day. That's probably the whole month, too, but that's how that goes. But anyway, today's the day. And today I have two amazing people that have dedicated their life to helping other survivors live their best life possible. So let me introduce you to this dynamic duo who have founded the company called Loving Meditations, and it's David Dashinger and Tamara Green. And in addition to being a Grammy-nominated engineer and composer and professional firefighter, David is a stage 4 cancer survivor, and Tamara, who took care of David during his illness, is in a world-class relationship expert, caregiver support leader, hypnotherapist, and movement guru. And in addition to the cancer meditation app, which is what Loving Meditation started as, but has grown to be so much more, they've created all of Loving Meditation self-care tools that radically enhance the lives of thousands. And that is just what drives them today. So, hey guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sharon. It's great to be here again.
Very nice to be here again, Sharon. Thanks.
I love all the things that you're doing, and I know that today is Cancer Survivor Awareness Day, which is awesome. I think woohoo to you, David, for being a cancer survivor and dedicating your life, both of you, to changing the way that cancer is approached, for sure. Now, some people might be saying, but Sharon, cancer's not autoimmune. Well, you know, actually, there's a little bit of debate about how the immune system breaks down or not, but we won't get into the science of that there. But what I'm all about is Loving Meditations has helped me become stress-free. And for me, that is the major thing around autoimmune is stress. And so, but first, I want to jump in because we've got two experts here, someone who was on the caregiver side and someone who's on the remission's thriver side. I know it's Survivor Day. I'm not a fan of that word, David. I like the word thriver better.
You know, it's you touched on an important point that has to do with moving forward from a diagnosis or from treatment or just from being in the thick of a disease, and that's the language that we use. And yeah, using thriver is much more positive. Even instead of cancer patient, we like to say people who are living with cancer, because it puts the emphasis on the life and not I'm a patient, you know, I've got cancer, I'm battling cancer. There's a lot of language that really makes it heavy, and it doesn't have to be heavy all the time.
Oh, absolutely. And the one that bugs me is they'll just remind me, Sharon, you're in remission, you're not cured. And I'm like, I don't care what you call it. I'm just optimizing my health every day. That's all I'm doing. I'm not thinking about the diagnosis. I mean, obviously, it's always there. But let's talk a bit this idea of obviously it's always there. Besides how we talk about it, we've laughed before, but like, how do you deal with the new normal?
Right. Well, part of that's the identity, right? Like, we assume an identity when we get a diagnosis of a serious disease, and it becomes part of us, right? It's like it becomes a fabric of everyday life. It becomes, we have to change the way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves, could be even smaller little details of our self-care because we have this condition, whether it's cancer or something else, and carry that forward past treatment when we're a survivor or a thriver or in remission. And it's a matter of like, how do we want to treat that identity? Do we want to treat it as the victim mode, or do we want to treat it as this is part of me, it's part of my experience, but it's also, it's worked for me. It's given me something that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't had that experience. If I didn't go through that, it would not have gotten me to where I am now. And it's also an opportunity to really embrace and acknowledge how amazing our bodies are. Even though we may feel our body let us down, I know I did. I'm like, I've been eating great my whole life. I've been working out my whole life. Why is this happening? Why am I getting a stage 4 cancer diagnosis? And so one of the things that I forgot to do was acknowledge my body for the miracles that are going on 24/7. We're totally unaware of most of them. And particularly after receiving brutal, very intense, brutal treatment for cancer, the body in its resiliency, at least mine, was forgiving enough and accepting enough of the treatment to eventually bounce back. And now part of my new normal is really recognizing that my body is a miracle machine, and to try to acknowledge it, to feel gratitude, and try to listen to it, because it is talking to us, and we just have to tune into the body's language.
Beautifully said. I agree. I know that yours is cancer, mine's autoimmune, but there are so many parallels there. Absolutely beautiful said, David. Let's take another look, though, Tamara, on the opposite side, as the caregiver, the person who's on the outside looking in. Oh my gosh, that had to change your dynamics too. I mean, I'm thinking when I got my diagnosis, there was a lot of trauma for me personally in the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And then to acknowledge that my family and friends, there was trauma there too that is less acknowledged than the person who's going through the healing process.
Yeah, I'm really actually very glad that you brought this up, Sharon. I run a weekly cancer caregiver group, and I'm constantly reminding, you know, all you lovely caregivers in this group, you're actually going through your own journey here too, because the focus would be very much on their loved one, usually a spouse or a parent or even a child, unfortunately. But the focus is on them, their treatment, how they're doing, how much pain they're in. And I'm always circling back and asking, what about you? And then in terms of the new normal, there's a really interesting thing that happened for David and I. And part of our new normal really is just to experience so much more joy. I mean, we laugh so much more together as a married couple after 25 years than we did before the cancer diagnosis. So the new normal can actually be, you know, pretty amazing and much more present and fun and uplifting. So that kind of ties into the caregiver as well. You know, there's a lot, it's an opportunity, whether you're a patient, whether you're a caregiver, whether you're a survivor, thriver, it's an opportunity for self-growth and personal discovery self-discovery.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one I don't wish on anybody, but I can 100% guarantee that I learned a ton about myself.
So true, right?
And I think those in my close by in my world probably would acknowledge they learned about a ton about themselves during this process too.
Right.
But that says something to the strength of all of us. We're talking about the amazing machine that our body is. And I know, David, when you were at the height of the, we'll just say the correction process here, it was pretty brutal. And yet here you are down the road and your body is amazing. But also both of you guys have the most positive outlook and viewpoint on the whole journey that you had. It's just surprising to me. If someone says, oh, David, Tamara, you know, that's you. you're just really happy people or something like that. What kind of advice would you give people who kind of go, I'm just going to stay here and pout a while longer?
Sure. Well, there's so many different levels to that, and it's a beautiful question. Some of it is choice. We really have the total power of choice of how we're going to experience anything. And we're going to have a total power of choice whether we're going to be in the mode of suffering or we're going to be in the mode of, you know, how is this working for me? So suffering is, we have pain. The body sometimes has pain, or being in the thick of a serious illness can be involved in a lot of pain. But what are we creating around that pain that's taking us into the mode of suffering? And that's where stress starts to happen. That's where we kind of get out of the present moment and just get into the worrying about the future, ruminating on the past, and just not being present at all. And once we do that, if we can recognize we're telling a story or we're caught up in that story, and just by recognizing it, stepping back and being the observer of it and say, oh, that's interesting. It's just an interesting point of view about this pain, about this experience of having this disease. Then we can become present. I call it the bell of mindfulness. Just that, I imagine a little bell that rings and it just, oh yeah, right, I'm doing that again. And it brings me back to the present moment. Could be hearing a car horn outside or the smell of a flower or just taking a sip of tea. And these little things can actually trigger us to be more present and less in our, you know, monkey minds.
Absolutely. And I want to put in a little shameless plug here, because you guys have it, that the Loving Meditations app, as well as the other tools that you've done. What I like about the Loving Meditations app is that it can get me out of that mindset pretty painlessly just by listening to my phone. And that's, it's delightful and restful and stress reducing. And so there's another awesome way, but I love the little anchoring, and I won't use the word trigger because that's kind of a negative, but anchoring little noises or smells or things that you hear to have a positive response. I love that. I mean, anchoring is a proven technique that you can create being brought back into the present moment. I love that. I was thinking wind chimes, things like that.
Absolutely. And since you brought it up, we do that on the app as well. Some things, some other ways that we can anchor is by grounding and imagining that we're growing roots. And Tamara has a brilliant way of doing that very quickly, where it also brings the energy down out of the head, down through the body, gets us anchored into the earth. And so you can shift very quickly from being kind of sparkling and fluttering up here to just feeling really grounded, calm, and more in touch with not only the earth, but just sort of the universe.
I love that. Sparkly and grounded all at the same time. Well, I'm going to ponder and just sit in that sparkly, grounded place. We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Tamara Green and Dave Dashinger from Loving Meditations. And they're just an awesome couple. David is a stage 4 cancer survivor. I like to call him the Thriver, to join the Thriver group here. And Tamara is, well, was his caregiver, and she's now a caregiver support leader, a world-class relationship expert, hypnotherapist, and movement guru. And the two of them have created this loving, I'll call it toolbox. It started out as a wonderful app with meditations for people going through chemotherapy and other, I'll say, traumas, to keep them focused in the present moment and being able to be in a stress-free place. But the company has just grown exponentially, so woo-hoo to that, guys. I wanted to circle back on a couple of things, though, because this idea of, I know David and Tamara, you started the Loving Meditations while David was going through the height of the chemotherapy and all the different therapies to help relieve the stress around that. But I know where I'm in remission today, and I still find it hugely beneficial, even, I'll say, down the road into my new normal, to keep up that process that I learned when I was going through the beginning stages. So let's talk a little bit about how staying present moment and stress-free can help us stay in our new normal.
Absolutely. You touched upon something earlier, and that is, you know, somebody sometimes needs or wants to be in their little pity party for a while. And I say, you know what? Okay, vent, get it out. What are you feeling? What's this feel like? Talk about it, you know, write about it, whatever you need to do to go ahead and begin to release it, because feelings are literally showing up, emotions are showing up because they're trying to leave our system. And we don't allow them to leave when we're having a feeling and telling ourselves, you know, I wish I didn't feel this way, or I shouldn't feel this way, or whatever you're telling yourself, or I'm just not good at being present or doing meditation or any of that. I say, go ahead and label your feelings or your emotions, what's going on, to help it leave your system. And then in terms of the new normal, in taking a practice, you can start a practice, like you said, in the middle of a health crisis, but continuing that practice can be, it just builds a momentum that just gets easier and better and easier and better the more you do it. So it's something you want to do for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
It can be anything from gratitude, nature walk, moving your body and just being present with, your body, thanking your body. Even the simple things that we talked about, like, being so mindful as you take a bite of food or a sip of tea or listening to music, whatever that practice is, just keep doing it.
How about all of the above? One of the things I like to do got a two-part thing here, but one of the things I like to do is I've had to journal some of the things, because I journal a lot, because I'll get on a road where I'm feeling really great, and then, oh, I'll let it slip today, and then maybe it slips tomorrow, and then it slips the next day. And then I sort of forget what got me there. So, and then maybe I'll slip down and have a little flare or whatever, and I'll go, oh, what's this about? And then I'll go back and I'll look, oh, that's right. All of these different things I was doing got me to that high ground, and then I quit doing them, because it's so easy when you're feeling good to kind of, well, I'm busy today, I'll just let it slip today.
Yeah, and we don't want to be too hard on ourselves, but the key thing is to have developed that practice and do that routine that helps shift us, whatever that is. I think it's perfectly wonderful to keep track of something every day by journaling, or by however you like to do it, by drawing, by taking pictures even, and then being able to go back over them. I find that looking at pictures of myself during that cancer journey time, it's that reminder that I need to really just feel grateful for how things are right now. So many things have changed, but it's also easy to forget how crappy it was to be walking around getting chemo and spending hours every day and not being able to work or work out or eat. It's easy to just lose the vivid memory, total sensory memory of what that was like. But I look at that picture. I look at one picture of myself in a chemo chair. I have a camo sweatshirt with the hood pulled down over my head. I know how crappy I felt in that moment. It's like it all comes back. And then I can say, wow, I've really moved a long, long way from there. And part of that is due to having a practice of doing several things that have, not only improved me, my life physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Absolutely. And Tamara, one thing I wanted to circle back about what you were talking about was what was so fascinating to me when you say about get the words out, label them, get them out. I remember years and years ago, I had a really wise person who I wasn't wise enough to understand how wise they were, tell me that, well, Sharon, if you'd quit swallowing your problems, you'd be much better. I didn't have any sense of, that's very wise now that I know what it means. But this idea of being able to give voice to it, we had Sarah Payton on a few weeks ago about disgust and how people swallow their disgust. And yet it's all around, what are we not willing to give voice to? And, what is, as she called, the undigestible? And it's fascinating to me how so much revolves around the care of, I'll say, our digestive system. It's always fascinating to me in autoimmune how much revolves around the care and feeding of keeping our digestive system healthy, including stress-free. Wow, it just blows me away. Okay. My science of Sharon there. That's just fascinating to me. Oh my gosh. Let's talk some more. So we can do meditations. We can listen to the apps. And you've got the cool thing about the app is it also has pictures for people who are visual. If you just want to listen to it, you can do that. Or you can actually watch the little movies. And David's created this amazing music behind it. Besides meditations, what are some other things that you guys have put into practice around helping people move forward in their new normal? Because a lot of people get what I call residual anxieties and residual kinds of things just because they're like, oh, I don't want to go back there again.
Well, there's a couple of ways. One of the things that we forget during our wanting to be more calm and less stressed is the physical aspect of it and moving our bodies. And some of what we do when we do a live presentation or a group setting, and we do it on the app a little less, and Tamara is brilliant at this, is body movement. And some of that could be as simple as shaking, where you put on some drumming music and just, close your eyes, turn down the lights, nobody else is looking at you, and just shake your body however it wants to shake. And it's amazing, 5-10 minutes of that, how, again, the shift of energy and the vibration of kind of like the positive energy that you create in your body, and the reduction of stress, the reduction of being so caught up in our thought process, it's pretty remarkable.
It's funny you say that. I don't know how long ago, maybe 10 years ago, I took a class and it had nothing to do with what I'm going to say, but I always thought it was strange, but now it makes sense. At the end of, I'd say every session, like 90 minutes or so, she would have us all stand up and shake like a wet dog. Yeah. You know, shake, shake, shake. And this went on for maybe 90 seconds, 2 minutes. It wasn't as long as you were saying, but pretty quick. And then sit back down. And I was amazed how much more present and alert I was too. But at the time, I'm like, what's this have to do with what we're doing? Mm-hmm. But it makes sense now, what you just said, shake like a wet dog.
You know, there's an interesting thing about energy of the emotions and where it gets stuck in our body. So as soon as you shake or do something like, you know, tapping all over your body or something like that, you're literally opening up and releasing wherever it's stuck in your body, and the emotion just releases. It's another way of releasing. It's kind of fascinating. We're learning so much, you know, through neuroscience research, but even yawning is a great way. Have you ever noticed if somebody kind of has a little epiphany or, they got something, they begin to yawn? It's a release, or they've been really angry and they've been holding it in, or disgusted or whatever, and then they begin to shift and they start yawning. It's their way of releasing it and getting it out. Another is sneezing and coughing, believe it or not. But when you move your body, whether it's shaking or tapping or whatever you're doing, you're literally releasing stuck energy, bringing it to the surface because it really is trying to leave.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. I haven't seen yawning, but I'm sort of the reduction cougher person. So when you said that,
I'm like, add it to your repertoire now.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd never really correlated that, but now that I think about it, yeah, there were interesting times that I have had. I have the most amazing energy people in my world, Reiki and different types of things, and there have been times when I've been going through some of their processes where I've had to cough. Sort of like roll over on the table and cough. And that was surprising to me, the energetic release of, I kind of likened it to coughing up a hairball, but maybe maybe that's a little too graphic.
That's an energetic hairball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, this is fantastic. So tell us a few other ideas and things that you give people as they're going through your, I know you lead a lot of groups and teach people all things about being a thriver in their new normal. What are some other things that I haven't touched on that oftentimes you find people are like, gosh, I wasn't expecting this?
Mm-hmm. You mean in terms of tips on how to help them through it? Or
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about things about what some of the new normals I've had. I'll just call it situational symptoms, like where my body has learned that, gosh, the last time I ate that, I got sick. Maybe it's perfectly fine to eat, but somehow my body just starts to go get some sort of energetic reaction.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's an interesting thing. It's a very ancient technique that I actually heard Pema Chodron talk about. And I've used it quite a bit. In fact, I used it fairly recently when I had a really terrible migraine. It was affecting my stomach. I was throwing up, all of it. And so I focus on the pain. I breathe in and I focus on the pain. I allow, because a lot of times we resist going to the pain or wanting to, we don't want to experience the pain. We think if we kind of resist it, we're going to make it better, but we actually make it worse. So you breathe in and you focus on the pain, the actual pain. And then you exhale and you create a cushion of space around that pain. You breathe in, you go back to that pain. You breathe out and you a bigger space around that pain. And you keep going. And the fascinating thing is, and it certainly helped me quite a bit a couple weeks ago, is that pain, it's the thing that David was talking about. All the story around that pain goes away, or oh my gosh, I wonder if I'm going to feel that again, if I eat that or take that or do that. But all that story goes away and you're left with just the pain, and even that begins to lessen quite a bit. So you just keep breathing until you get so much space, there's no pain left. It's fascinating. Really works.
Wow. Can you do like a quick little guide so I know what do we tell ourselves when we have that pain? Do we tell ourselves something, or just kind of focus internally on the pain?
Right. Quite the opposite. You don't tell yourself anything. So you're okay. So let's do it. So it helps if you put your feet flat on the floor, if you're in a chair.
Okay.
And you know, you want to sit in a way that you know you can completely relax your body into the chair or sofa or wherever. So you breathe in and go to the pain. Notice where it is, how big it is. Exhale and consciously create, like a smoke ring, space around that pain. You breathe in through your nose and go to that pain. Be present with that pain. Exhale through your mouth, even bigger space around that pain. Breathe in, be present with the pain. Exhale, even more space around that pain. Inhale, be present to the pain, whether physical or emotional. Exhale, even more space around that pain. And last one, breathe in, be present to whatever is left of that pain. Exhale, even more space, and that space keeps getting bigger and expanding even more. And then before you open your eyes, just notice what happened, what shifted. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes.
Wow, that's amazing. Of course, I didn't have a migraine, but I did notice when you said focus on the pain, I found a little bit of stress in my face. And just focusing on that stress and the breathing out, it completely dissipated. That is just so fascinating. And how fast can we do that? And hey, nobody has to know we're doing it either, right?
That's the beautiful thing. We're developing and putting together a whole series called 1 Minute to Calm. And there's basically, it's a series of quick techniques that you can do similar to this. And part of it is you really could do it anywhere, online, at the pharmacy. You could do it in the waiting room at the doctor's office. You could do it sitting in traffic and nobody really knows you're doing it. And then we also love the fact that it doesn't have to take 20 minutes or a half an hour to shift. You can shift in as quickly as 1 minute.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've had, like I said, I didn't even notice my face had been stressed, but just focusing on it now, my face feels completely different. I feel like I'm able to talk a little clearer even. That's great. Amazing. We need to take one more quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out even more awesome stuff. We'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Tamara Green and David Dashinger, and they're from Loving Meditations. They're just this dynamic duo who have been through the trenches themselves. David is a stage 4 cancer survivor, and Tamara was his loving caregiver, support leader, all of that kind of thing, household keeper together, the whole thing. And through this trial that they went through together, they have created an amazing business called Loving Meditations, and it started as an app, but has grown to be a toolbox, in my mind, of things. Maybe that's my words, not theirs, but a toolbox of things that people can use as they're going through the thriving process and the healing process, for sure. I like to call it optimizing instead of healing. I don't know why. I just, words mean a lot to me. But one of the things, Tamara, I want to circle back, because I'm thinking of how important it was when I built my team. You guys are in my team, and you know several others that are on my team. No, they're not all medical professionals, but they're my team. How important that was for me, and to know that, I'm just saying, know that there were people in my corner, that regardless of what was going on, that they were in my corner. And that was so important. I know you guys are starting to do more with caregivers and helping people who are in the thriving journey to help support them, and doing it online, which is great, because so many times it's hard to find them in your local community.
Absolutely. You know, I told you earlier that I run a weekly, this one happens to be in person, but a weekly cancer caregiver support group. And it's just amazing to see how completely stressed they come in, or they start the group, and they really do form this beautiful community. You know, they become a team supporting one another, but they really do lower their stress level. They talk about it all the time. So that group component is, there's something magical that happens in groups. So we are just completely excited about groups. We are beginning to offer support groups online. So for example, I often get called in, you know, David and I do too, but me in particular, since I'm a social worker, I get called in to speak in front of large groups of social workers at hospitals, because talk about, you know, it's their profession to be a caregiver, but they are burned out. They are stressed out to the max and burned out. So what I like to do is give them lots of 1 minute to calm kind of techniques that they can use throughout their workday, but then also form an online support group. We've already met in person as a group, but then let's go ahead and meet on a weekly basis and continue this line of support, even though it's online. And we're very excited about it, because it's actually extremely needed out there. It really is so needed, and it's really exciting.
Well, it is, and couple of things came to my mind about where you've got other people who are in the trenches versus, my family has been awesome, my close friends have been awesome, but some of this stuff, it's just that they've never walked in those shoes. And they're, as much as they're gorgeous in offering support, it's sometimes when you have some support, somebody who comes from a place of knowing, like, gosh, maybe it's not my lack of sleep or whatever isn't exactly like yours, but I can relate to that. It's really profound when you're able to have other people who know.
Some magical things happen in that group setting for that very reason, Sharon. It's that someone will touch on a topic or a thread, and the next thing you know, other people in the group are relating to it and coming up with their experience on that particular thread or topic. And it's just amazing how someone will just say a sentence and it will take the group in a particular direction where everyone's got a common experience or a common point of view or something that ties them all together, and can't really put your finger on it, but the group setting creates that, and it creates everyone being able to just be with each other. Sometimes, you know, it's not about what can I do for you. Sometimes it's not even about what I can say, but it's about, let's just all breathe together. You know, let's all just support that person who's got this particular challenge right now.
Yeah. One of the things that I found fascinating is recently I met a new medical professional, and as I was talking to her, I finally said, okay, you have a deeper level of understanding autoimmune than someone who's read it in the book. So tell me what's going on here. And then she shared with me that she is an autoimmune thriver herself. I was like, yeah, I could tell. Because when you've been through particular chronic medical changes, it's a different perspective that people have and a different depth of understanding. And that does not diminish anyone else who's been loving and kind and in my world, who has offered me tons of support and hasn't walked the same walk that I have walked. But it is a different level of sharing and acknowledgement and understanding. And I want to say, saving my sanity. Sometimes I would feel things and have emotions around stuff. And unless you've actually been there, no, you can't confirm, like, no, Sharon, that's not crazy. That's okay.
Right. And so we were also working on creating community around that. It could be online and, you know, a Facebook group and other formats. But yeah, that's, I think, the beauty of the healing process is that we, by having a shared common experience or common foundation, we can really all support each other and make as a group or as a more than one person going through this or talking about whatever it is, experiencing it, being willing to experience it together as a group, it's just it's exponentially magical.
Mm, wow. Yeah. It is. So we're just down to about the last 12 minutes here when David, Tamara, and I get together. Time flies. And I want to make sure we have plenty of time for any wisdom that I haven't asked about. Please share with us some of the other amazing things you've learned on this journey that you've taken together.
One of the things also, and this is a little related to what we were just talking about, is because of technology, there's new medical models of sort of a holistic treatment, in the sense that where if you live in a city, you can probably access a bunch of hospitals and doctors really easily. But if you live in Montana and you have cancer or some other serious disease, it's not so easy to get all the different modes of treatment and oversight of your medical condition and care. So we're working with people who are basically they're a concierge service that will oversee someone's treatment and also the ancillary part of it. In other words, the support parts where they're going to get better nutrition. They may get other modalities like massage, acupuncture, chiropractic. And there's a need there as well as some of the support tools that we've created. So it's kind of an exciting time. Pull together all the different practitioners in different locations sometimes, and will help the patient with their overall medical care, but also bring in alternate modalities to help them that are outside of the traditional medical route.
Mm-hmm. For example, we'll give a stress reduction webinar to, you know, these people. They're literally even all over the world. They're doing, is it telemedicine? That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's got a few names, e-health or telemedicine, yeah. Tele-oncology.
Yeah. And then the online support groups come in there too. So it's very cool that what I'm loving that's happening more and more is, especially with these kinds of forward-thinking practitioners, they're including the caregiver, they're including the family member as well as the patient, because they know for a fact, like we know because we've been through it, that we're both on a journey. It's not just the patient. So it's so nice that both the patient and the caregiver will be on these webinars or in the support group. It's very cool.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's important to look at it holistically. And one of the things I love about, we're starting that way, but I think the next step is the relationships that they have, because I'm thinking of functional medicine. That was just relatively new when I was diagnosed. And I have just been amazed at how helpful understanding the timeline of your condition, how you got there from from here to there, and the many clues that were available to say, gosh, okay, I can see all these markers, and that's how we ended up here, which is so helpful. So I love the holistic look of that. But now, this is amazing, where I'm thinking I would come back from certain medical appointments or everything and tell my view of what happened, or what my view of what the doctor said, or sometimes I might even, you know, tell myself, sanitize it a little bit so my family didn't get scared. But what a wonderful way to understand that, you know, we're not in isolation when we're in the healing process, that everyone in our world is affected by what is happening to us. And how nice is that, to be able to go through the journey together in a way that everybody's on the same understanding of what's actually happening.
Yeah, it's always important to bring together all the pieces of the puzzle. And sometimes someone who's got an outside point of view can see it more clearly, or at least can see the, you know, how the best mode of total treatment for us, or what our care plan should be, that's maybe not obvious to the doctor who's taking care of our chemo, the doctor who's taking care of our specific problem.
Absolutely. And they might even be able to determine if the patient is being resistant. What is there some reason other than, you know, what are the other things going on? If we understand the whole dynamic of the healing process, it's more than just our single amazing body. It's a lot of other reasons. Like I said, sometimes I did sanitize what I was told in the early beginnings. I just didn't want to terrify anybody in my world. So I'm looking back, they had a right to know that, but you know, who knows? It turned out fine now, but I'm just saying maybe that wasn't the best way to approach it, for sure. Oh my gosh. So now, to just a last little bit, tell us about how people can learn more about you and any final thoughts that you would love to share that we haven't covered yet.
Sure. We are at lovingmeditations.com. That's our website. And we're in the process of launching a new version of that site, but please visit us there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we are really excited because we're collaborating with some amazing people who are doing meditations for the app. Some of them now are in Spanish, and so we're bringing in musicians and other thought leaders who are just powerful, powerful people who are adding to the voices in our app into our movement. So super excited about that. And we invite everyone to check out the app. You can go directly to the app, calmcancerstress.com.
Fantastic. And what final thoughts do you guys want to share with us about anything that we haven't covered today?
Yes, it's my passion. Whether patient, caregiver, or thriver, wake up in the morning and ask, how can I take care of myself? Self-care is so important. How you talk to yourself, or are you acknowledging yourself? Are you thanking your body for what it does for you every day? Self-care is so important.
For sure. It's funny that you bring that up, because I do have a little ritual every morning that I do that brings me centered. And I think rituals are important to have people be able to to do them and often overlooked about rituals and what we can do with those. So thank you for bringing that up. Everyone, that's Tamara Green and David Dashinger from Loving Meditations. And before we leave, tell us a little bit about your book, Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond.
We also chronicled our cancer journey. From each chapter is split into two. So one half of the chapter will be my perspective as the patient. The other half is Tamara's perspective as the caregiver. And then we also put our mindful tools that helped us through the cancer journey into the book. So you can actually practice the tools, some of which we've talked about today. And we hope that when someone reads about our experience, that they can basically benefit from some of the insights that we had, maybe relate to some of the experiences that we went through, and feel that, you know, this is it's an opportunity for pressing the reset switch.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book, everyone. And it's available online and everywhere called Live Calm with Cancer and Beyond. It's an awesome book as well. And the website is lovingmeditations.com. And the app is calmcancerstress.com, yes. Correct? Uh-huh. Thanks. Okay. Trying to do all of this from memory, going, uh-oh. Okay. Everyone, thank you for being here. We really appreciate this. And it's an acknowledgement of cancer survivor awareness. And yes, absolutely. And I like to just say, all of us who have come out the other side of any condition that changed our lives. And everyone, make it a great week, whatever your adventures. Be sure and join me over on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages now, Autoimmune Hour, where you'll hear all the different shows, as well as join us for some positive thoughts and positive motivation over at Understanding Autoimmune on Facebook. And check us out on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is growing strong. That's at Understanding Autoimmune over at YouTube. And Autoimmune Hour on Twitter. I know it gets a little confusing there, but either look for Understanding Autoimmune or Autoimmune Hour. Everyone have a great week. Whatever your adventures, join me next week. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites, and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.
In the next few moments, take a nice deep breath and let it out. As you begin to build your courage and resilience. That's right. Notice every bit of you feeling the change, the courage to be yourself, to be exactly who you want to be. Knowing that the world needs your gifts right now. Let go of any little bits of fear that are keeping you stuck. That's right. Take a moment and just shake them out. Moving your shoulders, moving your hips, all the way down to your toes. Let go of any fear that's keeping you stuck. Isn't that relaxing when we don't have fear holding us stuck? Continuing to let your courage and resilience build. That's right. Feeling your courage build to know exactly what you want to say and knowing that you'll have the strength to say it when it's time. You know the time is now. Taking a couple of nice deep breaths to actually feel it integrate into every little bit of you. Feeling that courage flooding between your cells. From the top of your head down to your toes. That's right. Letting it flood over where fear used to be is now courage and resilience. Continuing to breathe in that courage and resilience and letting it flood over you. That's right. Right now. As we come back to the moment right now, alive, awake, refreshed and renewed, ready to step into who we're meant to be. Take that step now as you come back to this moment, knowing you are ready and the world is waiting for you. So take that first step now, back in this moment.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. See you there.